Alright, so this is Mayhem X, and I have brought my lovely friend, Squeaky May 17, with me. And we are going to do two different questionnaires. We're going to do the sleep deprivation questionnaire, and then Texan Guy's deep, goofy, and little sexy questionnaire for you guys. So, yeah. But we might skip around for questions, because we might not have answers for everything, so just go with it. All right, question number one on the sleep deprivation questionnaire. Do you prefer to follow the letter of the law or the spirit of the law?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
To be or not to be, that is the question, that kind of thing.
I guess. I feel like I want to say the letter of the law, but I feel like I don't know what is the spirit of the law? That's a hard
question to, like, I'm not going to run a red light. I could die. But if, you know,
if... I don't know. I guess I'll say the letter of the law because we're used to following rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
We're gonna skip that. What's one factual issue you'd like to make to an international proclamation on? Gay rights? I don't know. I feel like the rest of the world is way ahead of the U.S. in that, though. I don't know. Drugs? Recreational drug use? Things might be easier if that was going on.
I don't know.
You don't know?
One factual issue. I mean, I hate that we're, like, really obese as a country. And we are. We're humongous people.
I know we are. We're very obese.
Yeah.
I wish there was laws being like, you have to work out.
I mean, I'd like for us to be proud of something besides being like the fat country.
Oh, oh my gosh. Give me one topic you wish you understood better. I wish that I understood...
Men.
Women. Yeah, that's a good topic. Men and women. What's a deal breaker for you? Lying. Definitely lying. I feel like everything else can be worked out. Just don't lie to me. Just tell me the truth. I'm not interested in a lie. What about you?
I can't stand when people, like, suck snot up their nose.
That's a deal breaker for you?
I can't stand it. Like, it instantly, like, cringes at me. And I have this thing with really, really hairy armpits.
But guys have really, really hairy armpits.
No, there's guys I have... You know, the normal amount of hair for an armpit. And there's some that whenever they raise their arms, I think of like a wild orangutan. And I just can't get it out of my head. And it's like, no, please put the arms down.
This is why
I can't have this wrapped around my shoulders.
That's why I date women, because they shave their armpits. This is how I combat that issue.
Yeah.
Name one intellectual and one physical turn on. Intellectually, someone who has been to college and can speak for, like, days on end about whatever they majored in, whatever they're passionate about. That's very, very, I love that. If I can see how much something turns, like, you're passionate about. And physically, beautiful long hair. It's always fun.
Okay, for me, physical turn on, I am a booty girl. Booty and shoulders. Oh, wait, I can only pick one. Damn it.
Men or women? Or both?
Well, if it comes to women, you know, and men, booty for days.
Booties are nice, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, obviously, like, I like tits, but if we're going for other than that, then hair. Long, long hair.
For intellectual? I really have a thing for music, so someone can talk to me about... You know, like, music, instruments, you know, how they vibe with it, how it speaks to them, how, you know... Because, like, to me, music is everything.
Okay.
Like, it can fix problems, everything, so... Someone can even sing music to me? Oh, man. I'm yours for the taking.
What would or will you name your firstborn spawn? Wait, no, I skipped one. Fuck. You have to raise an animal and then slaughter it for food. What do you raise? No! Oh, man.
A cow.
I'm not raising a cow. They're sweet, sweet animals.
I mean, anything would be sweet.
Not raising a cow, I'm not raising a goat, I'm not doing a pig, I'm not doing a chicken. I will raise a fucking emu. Because people eat emus, and I'm not going to get attached to an emu.
Yeah, they are kind of ugly.
Yeah.
No offense to you emo lovers. I mean,
emu. Emu. Emu.
Emu lovers. Sars.
What about you? Because I was going to say chicken, but I feel like chickens
I would still do the cow. Like, I mean, I love you, Bessie, but you'll give me milk, and then whenever it's time to go, I'll still
remember you. You're ruthless.
Girls gotta eat.
What would / will you name your firstborn spawn? I don't even want children. But I guess if I had to have a kid, I would name her Adeline or Evelyn. I love those names.
I am a fan of Ava Mae, and for a guy, Roman. I guess it would depend on the baby daddy for middle names. I haven't got that far, but...
Okay. What is your name? What is your quest? What is your favorite color? If we're talking about names, my name is Mayhem. My quest is to be happy and successful in my life. And my favorite color is blue.
I'm Squeaky May. My favorite color is green. And yes, it's a real color. Some of y'all be like, well, how can your favorite color be the color of grass? It is green.
Green's a pretty badass color. Has so many shades to it.
My quest right now is to find me. Sounds kind of hard to say, but... You know, I really need to find what makes me happy. What makes Squeaky May Squeaky May?
We got this. What's worse, breaking up with someone or being broken up with?
Breaking up with someone.
Yeah, I feel like that moment when you know, like, this is all that, this is as far as it's gonna go, and they're obviously more into it than you are, and you're like, fuck, like, I have to, like, end this before they get more into it, and you're, like, killing them inside.
Even then, it's like the whole, should I be an asshole? Or should I just be like, it wasn't you, it was me.
But then everyone knows that means that it is you instead. Oh.
Exactly. There's no easy way.
No. You have to live in a TV show's universe. What show do you pick and why? Definitely Grey's Anatomy, because those doctors have more sex than anybody I know. So I want to get in on that. I
love that show. This is hard. I'm trying to think of like shows I watch, because I'm gonna pick like a cool one. Would be the one that's like, oh, this, oh, damn it. No?
No, I'm changing mine to The L Word, because they're all gay in The L Word, and they all bang each other. So maybe my luck would be better if I lived in The L Word universe.
Can I pick, like, a movie or something?
Sure, why not?
Okay, well, if it was to be a movie, I would want to be with Squirt and Crash and be a sea turtle.
Alright. It's not a bad go.
Quite fantastic.
Okay. Tell me one hard limit you have in real life or in audios. I would say anything that leaves a permanent mark on my body, like branding or piercing or, like, scarification. I'm not interested in permanent marks left on my body.
I don't know. I really don't know what to say, because, I mean, you say, like, you don't like marks or whatever, but, well, I like to give marks.
I don't mind giving marks, and I don't mind getting, like, hickeys or, like, someone's, like, spanking me or, like, leaving, like, bruises that aren't going to last forever, but I don't want, like, a mark on me for forever.
Okay, yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't want that. I don't know. Tell me, what does that exactly mean? One hard limit
you have? Things that you would never let someone do to you, or that you would never do, like sexually.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious and open for business.
What about electricity? Electricity?
Actually, I kind of want to do that.
You want to do that? Yeah. I mean, it is pretty fun. I would have to build myself up to that. I could get down for it, but someone has to, like, be gentle with me at first.
Yeah, I mean, you just gotta kick it up a notch every once in a while. Just gotta build it up.
Okay.
Just experimenting.
You're something else. You surprise me every day. All right. Now we're gonna start on the deep, goofy, and a little sexy questionnaire by Texan Guy. All right. Do spelling mistakes annoy you? Hell yes, they annoy me.
I'm the person who loves doing it to people I know who hate spelling mistakes.
I just admitted the wrong answer.
I will do it just for the thrill.
Yeah, I hate spelling mistakes, capitalization mistakes, grammatical errors, all of that.
I did that once to her and she thought I was drunk.
I did. I was like, what's wrong with you?
No.
If you don't do anything for an entire day, how does it make you feel? Pretty relaxed, because usually there is not ever a day when I don't have something going on. So if I get a day where I can lay in bed and watch TV and masturbate and do nothing all day, it's pretty great.
Hashtag boom love.
Yeah. If I did it all the time, it would be different, but since I do it rarely, it's not bad.
Of these two, what would you
prefer? Are you not going to answer the question?
In love and what? I just said hashtag bum.
That's your answer?
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate it. I mean, sometimes I feel really bummy because it's like, I'm so used to like working and doing something constantly with my time.
Yeah.
So then by the end of the day, it's like, oh, I just kind of like watched a whole season of Shameless and I didn't do anything in my house.
No big deal.
No biggie. Let me just eat another box of pizza. I don't know. It's okay.
Right. Of these two things, what would you prefer in life and why? Interesting things happening more often or good things happening more often?
I'll take the good thing any day.
Yeah, I'll take the good thing any day over interesting. Because good things can still be interesting. Yeah. I want to make sure that they're good. How often, if ever, do you meditate? I do not meditate, but I was recently told that I probably should meditate, so maybe that'll be a new hobby of mine that I take up.
I need to meditate. That's, yeah.
Yeah, I should definitely meditate. What sort of intelligence do you value most and why? Logical, emotional, artistic, social, communicative, etc.
Artistic. Artistic for days. If you're artistic, I feel like you're going to be open to more experiences or be able to try, like, odd in things.
Okay. Honestly, I feel like I really value social intelligence because I think that anybody can be, most people can be academically smart, but it takes a special kind of person to be street smart and have good communication skills. I think that is a rarity. How often would you say you daydream?
If I had time.
Every day.
I would do it a lot.
I daydream a lot, especially when I'm at work. I daydream a lot. I have to like daydream about sex to keep myself awake. Or else I will literally fall asleep. Which of these two is more romantic / arousing to you and why? Kissing or making love in Paris? Kissing or making love in a tent in the woods? Paris. 100% Paris.
In a tent in the woods.
Oh no. I'm not doing that.
What?
I've watched too many scary movies where people who do it in tents are the first ones to die. I'm not doing that in a tent.
What if you're doing it freaking on a balcony in Paris and you just flip over the daggum thing and you die?
At least then someone didn't hack me up to death like in Friday the 13th. At least then it would be a quick death because I would fall on my head and my neck would break fast. And at least the last thing I would remember is a beautiful woman. But I don't want to die while someone's like hacking me up in a little bunch of little pieces in the middle of the woods where no one can hear me. I'd rather fall on my head and die. At least it would be in Paris. Mm-hmm.
You start in a tent in the woods and you go skinny dipping in the lake and then...
No. What cuddle position do you prefer? Big spoon, little spoon, both, neither, etc. Big spoon 90% of the time and little spoon 10% of the time. And then maybe as I get more comfortable with you, that'll change from big spoon 80% of the time to little spoon 20% of the time.
I don't even... I just love to cuddle. It doesn't matter. Like anywhere. Even if, actually, I kind of like whenever, like, I lay on top of the person and then, like, my head's, like, on their chest and I'm just kind of like, they can't go anywhere because I'm on top of them.
That's always fun.
what is that, like, big plank, little plank? I don't know.
Big plank, little plank? That's a new thing, guys. Big plank, little plank. I do enjoy that. I enjoy being the big plank and the little plank, but I feel like when I'm the big plank, it's really hard for me to fall asleep. What is your opinion on the phrase making love when it refers to sex? Is it hokey, romantic, a specific kind of sex, etc.? It's definitely a specific kind of sex to me, because I feel like there are many different types of sex. I feel like when first of all, I feel like not many people say making love anymore. I definitely feel like it's like that very romantic, slow, like you only do that with someone that you're in love with type of sex. Eye contact and like slow, sensual, not rushed, all about the other person type thing. Is your ideal sex rough or gentle?
Rough.
Rough. 100%.
I want you to make me scream your name. I'm not even gonna play.
I want someone to, like, pull my hair, but, like, really hard, to the point where, like, my eyes water. If you were in the middle of the best sex of your life and your partner asked you to make dolphin whale noises so that they can reach climax, would you do it?
No.
Bonus attempts if in your audio you attempt to make a whale or dolphin sound. Is that your whale noise?
Yeah, what would, okay, I'm trying to do like a Dory thing, you know, like,
Honestly, no. Yeah, I feel like I would have to have been with this girl for a long fucking time for me to make whale noises.
Maybe about one of those, like, sleeping machines and just have them going off in the background.
Oh my god, yes.
Just the ocean crashing and that poor old whale just going. Poor whale
getting it.
Baby beluga over there. Oh man.
What are the strangest, funniest phrases or terms for things that you have heard or said so far? You can also mention strangest or funniest cusses, curses, bits too.
Mother trucker, son of a biscuit-eating bulldog.
Cunt nugget.
What's up, Buttercup? What's going down, Charlie Brown? What's the deal, Pickle? With the french fry?
I've heard it's going to be thebomb.com, but I know other people have heard that. But I think it's weird when people say that.
Are you smelling what I'm stepping in?
No.
Are you picking up when I'm laying down?
You better be quiet like like the feathers on a duck.
Wrap it before you tap it.
Someone said that to me in boot camp. I was like, what are you fucking talking about?
When you touch your toes, it's like seeing the 4th of July at Christmas.
It's not gay unless it's underway. It's not gay unless you make eye contact.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Oh man, I have so many. Oh,
yeah, man. You do have a fuck ton.
Shut the front door. Probably could go on and on. Oh, mother trucker.
That was the first thing you said. If you had to choose your greatest motivation / motivator in life at this time from the following, what would it be and why? Interpret these however you'd like, just explain it. Love, wealth, expression, knowledge, freedom.
Mm-hmm.
My greatest motivator in life?
It's between like love and freedom. At least for me right now, at this point in time in my life.
I think mine's between wealth and knowledge, honestly. Or maybe love and wealth, honestly. No, love and knowledge. I don't really care about money right now because I'm so fucking poor. Love and knowledge, I would say. Definitely love. I'm so thirsty. I want a girlfriend so bad. Who's normal and healthy. Which apparently is not the thing here. And then obviously knowledge, because I'm trying to get my degree.
I mean, love can go more than just for like love for a person. It can be like a love for something you're like passionate about.
Like, I mean, yeah, that's true. I guess I can go with knowledge because I have a huge love for film and that's what I'm trying to go to school for. And I'm also trying to learn how to love myself.
Amen. That's what I'm trying to like work on. I mean, freedom, at least for me right now, is being, you know...
A single lady.
Yeah, being single, being able, you know, to do what I want and experience all these things I never really had the chance to, because, you know, I've had people, you know, tell me what I can and can't do. So right now is freedom is something I want to be able to achieve. I want to be able to just go somewhere and just do it.
That's a pretty good answer. All right. So that was the deep, goofy, and little sexy questionnaire by Texan Guy. And before, it was the sleep deprivation questionnaire by San Lorenzo Woman. Again, this is Mayhem X and
Squeaky May 17.
Hope you guys enjoyed our interesting sort of answers. Have a great night, guys. Bye.